Chapter 22. Hopeful Longings. Chapter 22 continues Peter and Thomas's conversation with Samuel in the Tree of Perception. Peter returns to his familiar train illustration to explain how he understands the relationship between the facts of the Bible, belief, obedience, and feelings. In Peter's view, the facts of Scripture come first. Then a person chooses to believe and obey those facts, and eventually his emotions follow behind. Samuel agrees that God's truth must be made known before anyone can respond to it, but he begins showing Peter that he is using the word belief in more than one sense. Samuel distinguishes between the Greek terms pistuo, the act of trusting or responding to what one believes, and pistis, the settled belief or faith a person possesses within. His point is not that anyone can believe before the truth has been revealed. Rather, the outward expression of trusting and obeying flows from the persuasion already present in the heart. A person may choose to act in accordance with what he believes, but he cannot create the belief itself merely by deciding to act as though he possesses it. Samuel then clarifies that Peter and he have been discussing two related but different matters. Peter has been thinking about where belief comes from and how it changes. Samuel has been focusing on what belief does once it is present. He points toward the later discussion of patho, the word that explains why and how people are persuaded, but keeps the immediate focus on the principle at hand. Peter assumes that reading or hearing a biblical statement is the same as perceiving it as true. Samuel explains that people may intellectually know that God loves them, values them, guides them, and will fulfill his promises, while those truths still do not seem true from their perspectives. When the heart becomes persuaded that they are true, however, those truths increasingly shape how a person sees God, himself, other people, and the circumstances before him. Samuel summarizes the principle, "Your experience of the truth reflects your belief in the truth. You perceive what you believe." Peter partially struggles because he knows the biblical facts and believes that he must choose to trust what God has said regardless of how things seem or feel to him. Samuel responds with the illustration of trying to see a peacock while one's eyes are closed. Peter may choose to trust that Samuel is standing before him and may even imagine what a peacock looks like, but imagination and determination are not the same as actually seeing what is present. Samuel tries to encourage Peter to see a simple but important truth. God wants Peter to actually see and experience the truth, not merely maintain hopeful longings for realities he cannot yet see. This does not come through grit, conscious decision, or determination, but through the work of God in opening the eyes of the heart. The chapter closes when Peter protests that he does believe, even though truth does not always seem true to him. Samuel answers that what a person genuinely believes will always seem true from his perspective, even if he misunderstands what that belief actually is. Peter's frustration gives way to the memory of the storm. He remembers clinging to the boat, singing about God's presence, and trying to hold on to the truth that God would not abandon them, while inwardly experiencing the danger as though he and Thomas were completely alone and about to die. Samuel sees Peter's turmoil and prepares to tell the boys the true story of blind men in a boat. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. We may not have a perception peacock to reveal when our perspective is aligned with God's, but God has built into our lives indicators that help expose what we truly believe. Our recurring actions, reactions, emotions, and attitudes reveal the perspective from which we are living. Can you think of an example of this in your own life? How was your belief expressed in your perspective? Were your beliefs different from what you had expected them to be? What did you do in response? Number 2. Samuel said, "If you believe that God is loving, he will seem loving from your perspective. If you believe you have great value in his eyes, then this will seem true to you as you look in a mirror. And if you believe that he will perform all that he has promised, then this truth will feel ever true in your heart. If this is the case, what might we infer when the truth doesn't feel true, why might your situation seem hopeless, helpless, or out of control? Why might it sometimes feel like you are unforgiven, unwanted, or alone? What might explain the difference between what the Bible says and our experience of it? Island Insights. God's truth does not become true when we finally feel it, see it clearly, or experience it as personally real. God remains loving even when his love does not seem evident. Christ remains present when fear tells us we are alone. His promises remain secure even when circumstances appear to contradict them. The issue is not that reality changes with our experience, but that our experience is shaped by beliefs that do not agree with what he says is true. There is a great difference between wanting a particular truth to be real and actually experiencing it as true. Hopeful longing is not the same as settled persuasion. A person may sincerely desire to believe while still perceiving life through conclusions that conflict with what he longs to embrace. God exposes this difference, not to shame his children, but to bring hidden beliefs into the light. He does not ask us to pretend that truth seems real when it does not. Instead, he invites us to become honest about the beliefs shaping our experience, so that he may open the eyes of our hearts to see what he has already provided. God has not called us to try harder to believe. He is offering us an invitation to allow him to persuade our hearts so that we may truly see and experience his presence, his love, his care, and all that he has already given us in Christ.